The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, you were previously eating but not chewing right now, it's Professor Heather Hill.
Yes, you.
Because for a while there,
it used to be very uncomfortable to have a man comment on a woman's eating habits.
Well, that is not why I'm saying it. It's just because we had that two-season run where every time I called on
No, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. It's fine.
Body shaming.
Were you...
No, it's not body shaming.
We're bringing him taffy.
But it used to be.
It's delicious.
Well, if you decide...
That was why.
Yeah, if you're taking the food you're eating, then maybe...
It was delicious. It's not body shaming.
No, not at all.
Thank you, sir.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I just like food.
It just popped into my head. I was just like, you know...
Three kinds of pork on bread.
How dare you talk about what I do or do not eat, or whether or not my mouth is full. Anyway.
That sounds a little... Oh, my gosh. Pride and Prejudice? I'm broken.
Charlotte?
Jane Austen.
Austen. It's not the way you said "Fiddle Dee Dee" made me think very Jane Austen. There.
So her older sister burned a bunch of her letters.
Isn't that what Scarlett O'Hara said?
Oh, that's what Scarlett said.
See, she gets the reference.
Okay, I did not get the reference.
Yeah, goodness, I'm just gonna give up.
Frankly, my dear,
I don't give a damn. Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Today, playing the part of Rhett, I guess, is Professor. I mean, he just said the line, that line I know, right? One of the most famous lines in all of this. Professor Stephen Manning is here, frankly, my dear. Yep. I'm going to set the world on fire by saying one very mild
thing. Ask me how I am.
How are you?
I'm really upset.
Okay.
You heard maybe that Pingree was broken into?
No.
The what?
You didn't hear this?
You know the Pingree leather?
The leather place?
Yes, they were broken into.
Oh, their shop,
didn't hear about that, the shop.
Their shop is down here on Livernois. They were broken into,
such a wonderful...
like last night, and computer stolen, and the Pingree thing. I got a pair of Pingree's...
Sneakers,
the shoe things.
Oh, jeez.
But it's environmentally, they use, this is leather from the auto industry that would probably be canned.
They employ veterans.
They redo that. It's a veteran place. The guy who made my shoes measured them, and then 2 months later he calls me. I went to the shop.
Custom shoes.
Pick them up. Custom shoes, right?
That is very
And this guy was an Air Force veteran, and a little, you know, a lot of them were down on their luck, and I got a tour of the shop. And there's no sign on the shop down there.
Right. So you would need to know what you need to know.
Yeah, it's between here and the lodge. It's before you get to the lodge.
They sell stuff at Eastern Market and at the
restaurant. Yeah. In fact, my wallet. Wow. The first thing I got from them was a wallet.
That's horrible.
They're very close to UDM.
That's, does the business
that's
have
that's
insurance? I'm hoping they have.
They said in the show that insurance wasn't going to cover it.
Yeah.
On the new show.
No. I bet they could do a GoFundMe and get people.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Probably.
I think they're kind of doing that, whether it's official or not.
Or somebody will. Somebody will start one up for them.
I mean, you know, the stuff is not inexpensive.
Right, it's high-end.
Yeah, it's high-end, but it's such a great cause. And the guy that runs it, Jared, he's just such a great guy. I mean... You know,
there's just so many good things about the operation. You know, it's like 15 people work there, and they're training. Well, they're training people in young kids in leather working. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, everything about it is good. And then they had videos inside.
They have pictures of the two guys that are in there, but their faces are all covered, and you can hear them talking about get the laptops.
Yeah.
And then they broke all the thermostats too.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
So it was like 45 degrees when this just happened last night. When they went in today, it's like 45, so they can't work.
Artisans to work.
Oh my gosh.
Not to mention it's not good for leather for extreme cold or high temperatures.
So
wow.
So. Sorry to be a downer, but I'm upset.
It's part of our community.
It
you
is.
Know?
I was going to say, for our listeners
right
who may not know,
down the street.
A lot of things in the city named after Hazen Pingree, who was a very famous mayor of the city of Detroit. Mm-hmm. So Pingree is, I'm assuming. All right, we're going to rely on Professor Danielle Maxwell to bring us back up.
Yeah.
Oh,
sometimes your students call you what? Like, that's mind-blowing to me. Things that I've never been called in class for 500
Oh, yeah. Marks. I'm wearing, I don't know, a really Gen Z outfit today, I guess. And so they're like, oh, you look so cute today. And I was like, note to self, never wear this outfit when teaching again. Too casual.
Like so. I said, wear the leather choker. It'll scare them.
Well, we were doing stoichiometry today. And I was like, we're starting stoichiometry. And half the class went, and I'm like, it's algebra. You're fine.
I don't know. I still get that occasionally. And I'm significantly older than you. That's... Dr. Hill, that's a really cute dress. Thank you. I take it as a compliment. Yeah,
take it as a compliment. Yeah,
no, absolutely. Okay.
What's the average grade of students who say these things?
Well, okay, I did have a student come to office hours, and she was using a lot of Gen Z language, and I was keeping up, and she was like, period. And I was like, yeah. Even though I'm Gen Z, and she was like, okay, okay. She's like, there's a limit. And I'm like, yeah, there's a limit. I don't go around saying period to people.
She could be an old alpha, too, so be careful.
Old alpha.
You know, crisscross our generations
could
too
be,
much here.
But
so.
I can somewhat speak their language.
I don't know how accurate any of these alphabetized
exactly.
things are anyway.
Exactly.
You
know, I'm rebooting.
I'm not even sure what gen
we?
I'm a part
what
of.
Are we?
You're definitely Gen X.
You're alive. Gen alive.
You're Gen alive.
Yeah, I think
Gen here.
Gen here, Gen there, Gen everywhere.
I think the student described one of my problems as sus. They're like, that was sus during class. And I was like,
thank you.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, jeez. Somebody who has never been called sus in his entire life is Professor Dan Maggio. That is for sure.
I don't even know what that means.
Suspicious.
Oh, suspicious.
Seems a little
my
sus.
Generation is save Social Security.
How's it going, Dan?
Good, actually.
Oh, good.
It was a long week.
Yep.
It was a good week.
I think I heard maybe camping is in your future?
No, I am going to Traverse City, though. For,
oh, okay.
For,
ooh. Always fun.
Some vacation. In a,
what are you leaving?
The following week. Not next week, but the following week.
Oh, spring nice. Break.
Spring break.
Spring break for you.
Spring break rules. That's what I say.
Tattoos for everyone.
That's about it. And then I'll travel for championship to Texas.
Okay.
In April.
Very cool.
Where in Texas are you
lucky
going?
You.
Houston.
Oh, well, that's
not too bad.
That's not too bad. Yeah,
Houston.
I was going to be like, it could
it's
be
not
bad.
Too bad.
It could
I mean,
be bad.
So the event keeps me busy, so I never leave the building for 3 days. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
You don't even know it's Texas.
It's like going to a conference of any
taxi cab.
Yeah, yeah, I saw the hotel. It was cool.
The rest is
nice.
A lot of work. So.
We wish you safe travel when
thank
the
you.
Time comes.
We're on the same return flight, so it could be a two for one.
I know. The only member of Generation W is Professor Dave Chow.
When I get
oh, that's sticking
w.
now. You got all of
yes.
us with your little things
and
that you say about us.
We should be the Generation W's because we went to UW.
That makes
yeah.
perfect sense.
Graduate school. So
well,
know.
If you take medicine hat, just the M, and then flip it
well,
upside
generation
down, you're Generation W. Yep, you're Generation
W. W for Canada.
What?
Well,
congratulations,
won.
By
yes,
the way,
won.
After
they
last won. Night.
Yes, it's a win.
Yes, they overtime.
Did. Overtime. Yeah.
So they won the cup.
It was rough.
It was a great game.
The big news story today was that the person who sang "O Canada" modified the lyrics.
Yes,
slightly.
She did. It
it's
was
pretty
amazing.
Interesting.
Only
you'll have to
us.
Go check it out. Yeah, the land that is only for us to command is yeah. what she changed
sweet.
It to. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, pretty interesting. I'm sure Dave is all like,
I know nothing. Well, and then not to mention how many people. No offense to people in Boston, but how many people know the French lyrics to?
True.
O Canada.
No, that's true.
Not a chance.
That's true. But a lot of Detroiters know O Canada very,
yes.
very well. Come on.
Yes,
we
have to.
I mean, frankly, you know, on the radio station this morning, they were already playing a little bit. They're like, you can have Four Nations
mm-hmm.
since we get the Stanley Cup 99.9% of the time. And we'll deal with that
well,
after
the,
we get a few
the
new
Olympics
franchises.
And the World Cup and all that other stuff
let's
will come
be
to
serious.
Places.
You were saying some of the lyrics.
Next year.
Yeah,
Olympics are back. So.
Yeah.
Professor Beth Oljar is here. You look very nice in a lovely lilac.
Well, thank you.
I'm not going to say you look cute because I don't know. That word has different meanings to me.
I'm 59.
I think you look lovely.
Will be in April, I guess. So
wow.
I'm okay with cute.
Okay. All right.
I know this because my sister and I were talking the other day, and she's 11 years older than me. So we literally have to gauge how old we are by how old the other
mm-hmm.
It's like,
understood.
I just turned 70, so you're going to be 59, right?
Oh,
and I said, yep.
That is wild. No, I know exactly what you're saying about interacting with a sibling and going like, I think I know your age better than mine, but I know you're 6 years younger or older or whatever, and
yep,
that's how you do the
exactly.
calculation.
My
right?
brothers so. Are both in their 20s. No.
What?
They're stuck that way
oh,
in
I
my
see.
Head.
They just act that way.
That makes sense. That.
One of them actually
age.
Does still act
yes,
like
emotional.
He's in his
yes.
20s.
That
so.
Actually is so true because, you know, for some reason, Sally seems to think I'm still five. I mean, she can't. Right. Like, yeah. When someone calls me Professor Olders, they're like, I can't believe people call me that. That's
it's true. Older sibling syndrome. That's true. My brother's the same way. It's only 2 years older than me.
Oh, yeah, he definitely,
what?
Peter definitely asks.
That's, that's chronological age. We don't get into the
maturity. Is entirely different matter.
Yeah. That's a whole different conversation.
Oh, what do we actually do on this program?
I'm way, exactly. I'm way older
exactly. Unfortunately, there's only room for one question. Now that
we've figured out what generation we are.
This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Dear professors, before you folks think we turn into charcoal briquettes during the recent wave of California fires, we're perfectly fine. Fine enough to get off our collective butts and send you our first batch of questions for 2025. We came up with 20 questions on all sorts of madcap topics. That's how we roll here. We hope they prove challenging and fun for all. Please enjoy. Warmest greeting. Oh, my.
Mm.
As always, from Valencia, California, that's our friend Frank and the family Burroughs.
Warmest greetings.
Glad you you're all okay, Frank.
Yeah, we're glad. We are glad.
Watch all those fires.
Because if you see the cleanup effort, you know, in the United States, something is only cool for less than 2 weeks. So we wish you very, very well, because we know it's going to be months or years before things are back to the way they need to be.
Oh.
No more FEMA. No comment. Whole different story.
In 2011, two Nepali mountain climbers reached the peak of Mount Everest and paraglided off the summit, landing almost 20 miles away. How long was the flight?
Where's Prasad?
I think that I just had
a heart attack. Is there math on this that you can?
I wouldn't.
Gravity is 9.81.
Okay, so
that is the tallest God-made object on the Earth. Okay, so we'll start with that.
So how long did they take lunch with them?
You said 19 miles?
20.
How high is it?
20 miles.
19 to 20 miles. I don't remember how. Yeah.
30 minutes.
I mean, you're very close.
I was going to say like 40.
Half hour.
It's 42 minutes from jumping off of something to hitting the earth again. I don't know. That's bananas. That's just...
We should go try it.
Wow.
I'd do it.
Well, that means they were going how many miles an hour? Let me
think. But I'm thinking like, so then you got to take all the gear up there with you too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, they may have ditched that.
Well, 20 miles, 42 minutes. Like, it's like 3/4 of 20, right? So yeah. 15 miles an hour?
I have to say...
What was a
no more no, the other way? Other way around. I can't do mental math.
Hope they didn't have to go to the bathroom.
Well,
I mean, I guess.
Sorry, couldn't help myself. very, very famous New York Yankee catcher and manager Yogi Berra. What was his first name when he was born? It wasn't Yogi.
Yogi.
Yeah, it was not.
Ah, that's a good. That's a great question. I've only ever known him as Yogi.
Well, Yogi was probably short for.
No.
It's not actually. I think that it was Yogi because he was like sort of a sensei. You know, it was a little cultural appropriation there. But he was big-minded about baseball, except for not speaking. His first name was the same as my second son, who just turned 17.
Lorenzo.
Yes, was his name. Lorenzo Pietro Berra.
Pietro.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where's Diane Manica when you need her? What city has the self-imposed nickname, the West's most western town?
Scottsdale?
Look up at the. It's Scottsdale, yeah. It's
Diane.
Okay, sure.
What does that mean?
What does that even mean? I'm sure I don't know.
Isn't there like Tombstone that still has all those recreations out there?
That's in South Dakota. I'm dying to go.
Oh, Tombstone's in South Dakota?
No, Tombstone's in...
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was thinking
You're thinking of the Black Hills.
Oh, no, Deadwood. Okay, yep, that makes sense. Yep.
Tombstone is in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, there is one.
What's the largest convenience store in Ohio? And for the record, they're talking about the number of units in the chain.
Oh, Circle K.
It's not Circle K.
It's not Bucky's?
It's not Bucky's.
Family
it's not
Dollar.
Sheets.
7-Eleven?
It's something we have, too.
7-Eleven.
Something we have, too.
It also has gas.
Speedway.
Speedway is what it is. Yes. I'd like to point out that for some reason that is only known to the ancients, that Speedway and this other company are the same company. But all speedways on the other side of the Mississippi are known by a different name. Do you know what it is?
Way Speed.
It took me a second. Oh, that was a good answer. No, you know, they're known as Super America is what they're called.
The essays. Yeah.
Essay is what they're called. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the Disney movie Bambi, oh my. In what U.S. state was Bambi purportedly born?
Oh, wow.
Minnesota.
Alabama.
Mm-mm.
No, technically it was in New England, wasn't it?
It's New England. I know what
Vermont.
New England is.
New
Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
I never was.
Massachusetts.
Vermont.
Maine.
Connecticut. It was Maine. It was Maine. Maine.
Wait, hold it. Is Maine a New England state?
What?
No, you mentioned this
Delaware. Delaware is not.
Definitely.
Are you teasing me?
No. I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember the answer.
I was channeling the whole thing about New England a couple weeks ago at a kids fundraiser for my kids' school where they were doing trivia. And it's a good piece of local trivia. There is only one state. It's Maine that shares a border with only one other state. And so I think that's a cool piece of trivia. Huh. Every other state touches at least
a
neighbor.
State is?
Maine is the only state.
No, what's the state?
What's the one state that the only one state?
Oh, Massachusetts. It's got to be New Hampshire. New Hampshire. I didn't realize that New Hampshire had coastal part of its state.
Oh, absolutely. It's beautiful.
Right by Portland, yep.
What does the Hugo Award recognize?
Science fiction.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mostly literature. But they've expanded into other things.
Someday.
Yeah, that's possible. That is possible. What is the company that makes the batteries for the Toyota Prius? It's a very well-known consumer electronics company.
Radio
Exclusively.
Shack.
It's not
the bunny one?
So
what
Radio
is the
Shack
Energizer?
Doesn't exist anymore.
LG.
It's not Energizer.
LG.
Panasonic.
It's not LG. Oh, I'm sorry. It is. It's Panasonic. It took me a second to catch up. I heard LG. It's Panasonic. Yeah.
All right.
LG does not make phones anymore.
That's right.
Which Drew and I discovered when we went to go.
They used to?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. That was one of my first phones, like a slide LG phone.
I'm going to do a quick countdown in this one, see if we can do it quickly, because it's one of those things that I know you can know. How much money do you get when you start a game of Monopoly?
$1,500.
I knew that someone would know it off.
$2,500s. You know, 620s and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Five of.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Only one U.S. state,
Maine,
has a border that is not a straight line. So there's only one U.S. state that has no straight line borders. What is it?
Hawaii.
It's Hawaii, yeah. And that's kind of obvious, but yeah.
Dan.
Why wouldn't that be true of Alaska?
I think Alaska has the vertical line connecting it to the
Carolina?
Yukon.
South Carolina? That's kind of like...
It's kind of lumpy bumpy.
Kind of lumpy bumpy, yeah.
There's some straight lines there. I think there's some straight lines.
I guess North Carolina has a little straight line there.
Yep. Okay. Oh, my bad. Yep. Okay.
A very important straight line in North Carolina. Yes. Who is the first person who was knighted by QE2? Not the boat, of course, the person.
Elton John.
Lawrence Olivier.
Edmund Hillary?
It was Edmund Hillary. I was going to say, Elton John is great, but we're going to have to go back.
No. She was very young when she did.
Few decades, yep.
I just read this recently. Bernie Taupin said that Candle in the Wind is the closest the two of them came to a perfect song. And I'm like, okay, I think you're selling yourself a little short there.
I know, right?
Bernie, but all right.
Sure.
It is a good song.
A little bit of a touchy topic, but we should be open about things sooner or later, right? Specifically, how many suicides are mentioned in the King James Bible?
Oh, wow.
It is a non-zero number. That is my clue.
Three.
For you. Three is a little low.
Seven.
It's seven. It's exactly seven. Yep. No other information is given, so sure. What books are they in? What verse is it in, right? Mm-hmm. Who are the two U.S. justices named to the Supreme Court by President William Jefferson Clinton?
RBG.
RBG, Ginsburg, yep.
Not Breyer.
It is Breyer, yeah, that's what it says here. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever heard his name, William Clinton. It took me a minute to be like, who are you talking about here?
Hey, we gotta do things formally around here, let me tell you. This is the only way to keep dignity.
Dignity. What show are you on?
Question mark.
I think to keep that, you would have to have it first.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a learned sort of thing, but you know, you got to be willing to learn. What is the youngest Ivy League school? Youngest, founded 1865.
Brown? Not Brown. Is it Brown?
It's not Brown.
It's not Brown.
I thought you said something else.
Cornell.
It's
no.
Cornell. Yeah.
Oh.
I was expecting.
But you're looking right at me. I'm like, I don't know.
Professor
what you're
Maxwell's
at me.
Husband went to Cornell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cornell, 1865. I'm like, youngest. Sure. Like, we're only a few years after that, right? 1877.
So the University of Washington is 4 years older than Cornell.
There you go.
So how do you become a member of Ivy League? What are the...
It's sort of a loosely banded thing,
is it kind of like the Big Ten where...
It's like sports first, but then it turned into academics, right? So, yeah. Hmm. Who goes to the Harvard-Yale football game every day?
You have to be on the East Coast to be in the Ivy League.
I think you do.
No, no.
They all are.
Except for Cornell.
Cornell's like upstate New York, but
Stanford isn't considered an
no.
Ivy.
Stanford is like West Coast Ivy, I've heard people say.
And then, of course, U of M is Midwest Ivy. That's what they like to say.
Stanford used to be like the hardest place to get into.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Right.
Like McGill's the Canadian Harvard or something like that.
Yeah, oh, I've heard that before.
McGill
sure.
is wonderful.
Yeah, and Toronto is the Canadian U of M. You know, I've heard that before, too. What university has Blizzard T. Husky for a mascot?
UW.
No.
Nope, his name isn't Blizzard T. Husky.
No, he's cute, though.
The T stands for the.
Oh. Not Thomas?
It has to be like a North Dakota or something.
Minnesota.
Connecticut? It's a dog. Connecticut? It's an actual Husky.
It's not Connecticut. Oh, that's a good one. Nope, oh, but it's not it. Good, good.
Like a Minnesota, Wisconsin.
It's really, well, relatively speaking, it's close to where we are.
Northern Michigan?
Michigan Tech.
Yes.
They're the Huskies,
Tech is the Huskies. They have a little YouTube ad airing right now. I know I've mentioned it in passing to some of you, where it's like the president is all kind of like whipping the students up into a little bit of a frenzy of pride and whatever. He's like, you have to be hardcore to come to a school where it is winter 7 of the 8 academic year months. And they're all like, yes, sir, whatever. I'm like, whoa, mama. Like, I just...
Nope.
There will be snow on the ground by September 30th. And it's like, damn.
God, hey, come on.
Remind me where not to go.
It was minus 26.
No, exactly. I mean, something like that. But it's very, like, that's a very unique selling point, if you think about it, right?
Well, you have to, you'll tolerate it.
I remember the job I really wanted was Carleton College in Northfield, Minnesota, yeah, where they get, like, 50 degrees below zero in the winter, and Drew and I are talking about it like, can we do this? Yeah, sure, John.
It's Carleton.
It's a nice school. It's a nice school.
And you wanted to go to that climate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Voluntarily.
I wanted a tenure-track job teaching philosophy.
Okay.
And that's, you don't get to have it.
You go wherever.
You go wherever you can. You know? Okay.
It's just rain in its solid form.
Yeah.
That's one way to look at it.
You had enough rain in Seattle.
Professors,
I like
professors,
how many lunar rovers were left behind on the moon?
24.
No.
That's a little high.
A little high.
Two.
There's two or three.
Nine.
There weren't that many. Two.
I mean, I heard someone do the range. It's three. There are three lunar rovers left on the moon. It's not 24.
How many golf balls are left on the moon?
How many golf balls? Probably more than three.
How many golf clubs have been left on the moon?
Yeah, how many Teslas are in orbit?
Exactly. Like, we can waste money.
Yeah.
Or send it to the moon.
You can.
This one's going to hurt a little bit.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
There is only one crime mentioned by name in the United States Constitution. What is it?
Treason.
Yep.
Moving on to the next question.
Mm-hmm.
What book did Forrest Gump always have in his backpack throughout his entire life?
The Bible.
It wasn't the Bible. That's a good guess.
Okay.
It's a children's book.
Oh,
Charlotte's Web.
Mm-mm.
Curious George.
It's Curious George.
Oh,
yeah, Curious George.
Dan, that is not sus.
And I want to mention that I think when I see something like that, it could be the crossover because I don't know if people know it was a book first before it was a movie, and there's certain points from the book that certainly didn't make it into that very 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 long movie. So maybe it was in the book. Yeah. And not in the movie.
The book was better.
Was it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, that's just a good thing to say. It's just a good thing to say.
The butler did it.
Exactly. Who was the first Michigan-born hockey player to be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Gordie Howe.
Mark Howe.
It was Mark Howe.
Gordie wasn't born here.
Yeah. Gordie was, I'm sorry?
Saskatchewan.
Okay. Nice. Michigan-born. What do you know?
I knew it was one of his sons.
Mm-hmm. So. What is the name of the Partridge Family's dog?
Beth?
Gosh. Oh, my goodness.
And don't say Reuben.
Who is the Partridge Family?
First, we have to get Danielle on board.
Is that a serious question?
That is a serious question, because I'm like thinking like Partridge in a pear tree. Like, I don't know who the Partridge Family
is. Let's get the dog first.
It started with an R.
Like Marley
Rover.
No,
Rover. You're thinking Reuben.
It does not. No, it does not start with the
Tiger?
Letter R.
No, that's the Brady Bunch dog.
I can give you the letter it starts with. It is S.
S.
And it is a
Stinky. Scooter.
It is not a Sam. Goofy pet name. It is a human name.
Sam.
It's not Sam.
Steve.
Scott. Stan.
Steve.
Sarah.
Stevie.
Sally.
Male or female?
This is good.
Or non-binary.
Female.
Sue.
Sarah. Sue.
I can't
Susie.
Think of anybody Susan. We know that has this name. It's hard.
Samantha.
I'm so sorry.
Sammy.
It's we're gonna stop things.
Selma.
No, let's keep going.
Yeah, we've got plenty more time.
It's all right. What is it?
Simone. Simone.
Oh, I would never get there.
Yeah, that's
silly.
That's some hardcore trivia.
Well, if
tribute
you'd said
right
my
there.
Older sister's nickname, or like, then I would have.
Yeah, the most accomplished gymnast. You know, possibly.
Yeah, yes.
Exactly.
Said named after a famous gymnast. We would have got it right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been a while since Imponderables. So let's say, what am I seeing here? What is your favorite outdoor winter activity?
We did that one.
Yeah, we did.
We
that
did
one.
It.
Yes,
yeah,
we
skiing
did.
Oh,
was
for
mine.
Pete's sake.
That's right. We have done that
well,
one.
Well, that totally stinks.
Come on, choose another. Come on.
Okay. Favorite talk show interviewer. That's kind of an interesting one too, because it's kind of fallen away with Generation X. There's not really
right.
that many talk
I got this
shows
one.
Anymore.
Dan, I think you'll agree. Terry Gross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Terry Gross.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. Dick Cavett.
Dick Cavett.
Oh, that's a little... yeah. David Frost classic. Back in the
David
day.
Frost,
mm-hmm. Who else is a...
Barbara Walters had
Barbara
a
Barbara Walters.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
Phil Donahue.
Stick that microphone out. Lord. Jerry Springer doesn't count?
Jerry Springer, of course, counts. I don't know what you're going to get out of it, but...
Colbert is yeah. really...
John
Stewart.
Colbert's
pretty good. John Stewart's good. Yeah. No, they do a good job.
John Stewart is
we
good.
Just saw your Reacher guy on Colbert, actually, last night.
Oh, the guy
no,
that plays
the character?
No, I
just told Heather
character?
Season 3 dropped.
Yeah, we know.
We know. And then we saw
this guy. This guy came out on the stage, and he is a large man.
Have you watched The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare yet, where he also is?
No.
Large?
Plays a Norwegian guy. Who really likes to kill Nazis. So,
cool.
And Colbert,
that's always a plus.
Colbert made some... comment about the first Reacher and the difference.
Oh, I see.
Because you know who played the
right.
first Reacher.
Yeah. Yes.
Who really
Tiny
doesn't.
Tom Cruise.
I read a couple of the books before I saw the movie, so I knew how
huge.
Lee Child had described
oh,
Reacher.
I see.
And then
I
saw the movie, and I guess I didn't know that Cruise was the guy that's... No, this is somebody else. This must be his sidekick of the real Reacher.
Yeah.
I like the movie because I had no knowledge of the books
yeah,
or what the
either,
character
yeah.
was supposed to be like.
Speaking of the tiny one, did you guys see the commercial for, was it Mission Impossible, was it 6, 7, 8, whatever it is
it's
now?
The continuation of last
7,
summer's movie.
I think
yeah.
so.
Dear Lord.
It needs to be over.
Oprah Winfrey is a good interviewer, too.
Oh, yeah.
Winfrey is a good
she
interviewer.
Is. Speaking
That's a good
of
one.
Tom Cruise, actually.
Right, exactly.
Famous interview.
Right. Maybe that's where my brain was going.
So.
Well, I'm afraid that's all the time that
teeny
we have.
Teeny tiny Tom Cruise.
I got to get that out of my head. Otherwise, I'm going to be saying it all day. I'll tell you something about a commercial jingle later. The time has come for us to say goodbye, Beth.
Goodbye.
And Dave.
See ya.
And Dan.
Goodbye.
And Danielle.
Adios.
And Stephen.
Goodbye.
And Heather.
Not sus.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.